This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Is a somewhat famous name, and you'll understand when I say his name why I say that. Kevin Tronkowski, that's T-R-O-N, but just like Gronkowski, 56, has rectal cancer. He's from Milford, New Hampshire. And Dr. Ben Schlechter, who he said it's Schlechter, right? Just like Hannibal Lecter when we asked him about his famous name. He's a medical oncologist from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. So, Kevin, first of all, we appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely.
We won't hold it against you that you told us off air that you're a Eagles fan, a Philly guy.
Go Birds.
Eagles fly.
Well, to be fair, they're really good right now. They're really easy to root for.
Hey, this Milton Williams guy, like, do we get a good one?
Or? Do you know anything about him? Do you have any intel on him?
Yeah. The $100 million dollar man.
Great.
Jeez. You got the best general manager in the business, though. I tell you, that guy can put a team together for sure. True.
And an owner who, you know, is a native to the area as well. So
absolutely. He wanted the Pats, but he didn't get them, so he got the Birds.
Worked
out. Both teams worked out over the last 20 years or so. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about your story, the beginning of your journey.
So the beginning of my journey goes way back to 2015, where I was having some issues and went in for my physical and let my general practitioner know. And they said, maybe we'll send you for a colonoscopy at 46. Went in for the colonoscopy. Everyone's laughing at the beginning. I wake up and people aren't laughing anymore. So I had a neoplasm that was possibly cancerous, turned out to be cancerous. And we, at that point, turned to, you know, come down to Dana-Farber and Brigham's and do what we could to treat it at that point. It was stage one and was surgically removed. And I had really good single-digit odds to not have a recurrence. In 2023, I went through all the procedures, all the colonoscopies, all the MRIs, all of that, basically timed out, right? And in 2023, had some more symptoms. Again, went to my general practitioner, and they said, you might want to go back down to see what's going on with this. I came back down. My surgeon found that there was possibly a tumor, some more tests, and Dr. Schlechter had to inform me that I had stage 4 colon cancer. So quickly after that, we went into chemotherapy for about 9 months. This is the beginning of 2024. And that did a pretty good job of holding things at bay. But like all chemos, you know, especially for colon cancers, it's an uphill battle. When Dr. Schlechter had, when I first saw Dr. Schlechter and he let me know, I didn't want to know the odds. I knew they weren't good. But I said, is there hope? And he said, yes, sure, there's hope. That hope kind of turned around, definitely kind of became more of a reality in early 2025 when he can tell you more about a clinical trial that was available to me if I qualified. A couple factors there, and I did qualify for it. Went through the procedure treatment in late April, early May, and results have been really positive so far. So currently I'm not on chemo, and I'm just living my life right now.
Can I ask you, Dr. Schlechter, we were talking before the show, seems to be a rise in colon cancer diagnoses, rectal cancer diagnoses, more so here, perhaps even on the telethon than before. Does this have something to do with the fact that we are getting screened, we're doing home tests, people are going to get colonoscopies more? Because I feel like gut health, which we know is just so integral to high-level functionality, has become a greater priority. And while it's very difficult, but also heartwarming to hear this story, Kevin, at the same time, it's great to know that people are actually taking care of their gut.
Yeah, so Kevin, sort of a lesson in everything that's going on in colon cancer in the past sort of 40 or 50 years, it's not just we have better tests and do more of them. Every year since 1970, everyone born after 1970, there's more colorectal cancer than there was a generation before.
There was, okay.
And there's every year that goes by, there's even more and even more and even more. And one of the consequences of that is that as of now, in 2025, the leading cause of cancer death in adults under the age of 50 in men is colorectal cancer.
Wow.
And by 2030, we're going to pass breast cancer in women. So colon cancer is changing. It's not just that we diagnose more with better tests, but people are getting more of them, and they're getting them younger. And so Kevin is part of this story where there's something out there, there's something going on where more people have colorectal cancer, younger and younger, younger. And it's not just all colon cancers. It's usually rectal cancers or cancers in the sort of the end of the colon. And the consequence of that's worse, because function is worse, right? We don't want people pooping in bags. We don't want people with teeny little rectums that don't function very well after surgery. And so we have more young people with a cancer that has a worse outcome. And that's exactly what sort of happened to Kevin in this story.
So wasn't the typical, I always thought, you know, I just turned 52 and something came up. I didn't get to go do my colonoscopy a few weeks ago. I've always heard, okay, 50. You know, 50 is the kind of the time you need to maybe start testing for that. And you're telling me that is too late. You should be getting it tested earlier than that.
Yeah, so we recently moved that number just in the last year or two from 50 to 45 because of this change, right? It's always been 50. It's been 50 for generations, and people 50 and older benefited from that screening. And so the group in the federal government that makes all this guidance moved that number back to 45, and that's an important change. We also have new tests. So colonoscopy is the sort of gold standard. It's a great test, but it's a lot of work to do a colonoscopy. You have to do all the prep the night before, which nobody wants more of.
It's a great time.
It's you know, nothing quite like sleeping on the floor of the bathroom. But there's now new tests, the sort of Cologuard, for lack of a better term, you poop in a box and you mail it in. This is an effective test, and you can do this. And so it means more people can get screened. And I imagine that we're going to be pushing those screening numbers back farther and further and further, because if the test is easier and we can capture more young people, we can start to intercept these cancers. And that's part of the work that we're doing, is how do you intercept cancer? We're also doing work on how do you treat the cancers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, chemo's good. But as someone who is a researcher in cancer, I think we can do better than chemo. And that's not because chemo isn't good. In fact, chemo cures people. But we know that the immune system can fight cancer. We know that for some people, the immune system can be powerful in fighting cancer. There's Nobel Prizes over this. And what we discovered in Kevin using the sort of sophisticated DNA testing we have at Dana-Farber was a rare mutation called TP53R175H. If you have that one, you should come and check in with us about some trial options. And we were able to design an immune cell that is unique to Kevin's immune system and unique to his mutation, and give it to him as a single treatment, an intense treatment, a complicated treatment, a risky treatment, but it resulted in a dramatic injury to his cancer. And the blood marker that he had when we started this was 65, the CEA. That number should be like 3. And after that treatment, his CEA has plummeted down to 1.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to
building a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
1.8.
Hell yeah.
So, and this is the first in human clinical trials, one of the first human beings to receive this agent. And this is pretty damn cool because we have now a problem of young people getting rectal cancer. We're learning about the DNA that drives these things. And now we have a treatment based on the immune system, based on T cells, based on how we can design these things that we can actually give it to a young guy. We wouldn't have had that a generation ago.
So what I hear from you is the diagnoses are growing every year, more and more.
More and more. But and it's accelerating.
Accelerating, but there are also improving treatments, cutting-edge treatments. Those seem to come into what we're doing here today, and that's trying to raise money so you can research these things. You said something about a marker that mm-hmm. you said it very quickly, like yeah. a smart professional would, went right over Sorry. My head. But the reality is these dollars matter, I think, to someone like you more than almost anyone.
Yeah, really, actually, probably more to Kevin than even me. This is not cheap work, right? There are 30,000 genes in the genome, and so we have to check each of them in every patient. It also turns out that everyone's immune system is a little bit different, and so it's not as simple as you have the gene, we can do the immune therapy. You have to have the gene, and you have to have the right type of immune system, and this is profoundly labor-intensive work and profoundly expensive work. We are living in an era of crisis for science. We're living in an era where things are more expensive and there's less money to do work that saves lives, work that intercepts cancer. And so, yeah, people are alive today because of that investment in science. Kevin's alive today because of that investment in science.
Yeah. So, you know, cancer oftentimes, like certain diseases, loves to weaponize your immune system against you or shuts it down. Mm-hmm. And therefore now your best line of defense, your first line of defense has been turned off. So to hear that these dollars are going to help pioneer a treatment where a piece of your genetic code can then be used to turn your immune system back on and fight the cancer is incredible. Like, I hope years yep. from now, people are going, you're coming in for a Tronkowski, huh? Like, that's, I mean, you could be literally that
Tronk
guy.
Spike.
Yeah, exactly, the Tronk spike. And I wanted to ask you, do you have any idea why there could be such an unfortunate rise in the cancers in younger people? Are we talking foods, environment? Yeah, the same
how much,
process.
How much
food.
Time do you have? So there's
for this, that, we yeah. should have all the time in the world.
Yeah, there's things that we know, right? So we know it's an exposure that starts early because there's differences even starting in childhood. We know that adults who gain a lot of weight after adolescence are more likely to get it than those who don't. We know that children who have high sugar diets are more likely to have this than children who don't. And we know that the DNA profiles are slightly different, but not dramatically different, and that's changing over time. We also know that where it occurs in the colon is the drier part of the colon. So for just to be a little indelicate, your poop enters the right side of your colon as a liquid, and it's dry by the left side. It goes around and gets dried out so you can store it, and then you poop it out. And all of the increases in colorectal cancer in over on the dry side. So there's probably some substance that's partially soluble in water. And as you remove the water from your colon so you can store more stuff, you're concentrating whatever that is and kind of marinating literally the butt end of your colon in whatever these substances are. And there's probably many of them.
Kevin, before we let you go, I have yep. to ask you about, because I think we have a shared passion, holidays, decorating.
I got to drive by his house.
Animation.
Yeah.
As somebody who bought a 15-foot-tall decoration this year, a big blow-up that my wife didn't exactly love, what's the front yard look like? Where's
a couple of Griswolds here. Yeah.
Well, it's not Griswold. I'm not allowed. My better half would not allow that. So it's very,
same.
It's very tactful, but it's if you watch that show around Christmas time about the light fight, it's
yes.
it's a tactful version of that okay. with animation to music and using kind of all the things that I, you know, studied in college that I don't use anymore.
So, like, we're talking like you geek out watching those Trans-Siberian Orchestra videos with the lights going on all over the house.
You have that, right?
I have since I was...
I love that.
5, 6 years old.
So when do we start the setup? How early?
It's already started 2 weeks ago. Was working on it last weekend, getting some floodlights going. Yeah, we'll go every weekend now, especially now that I'm feeling so much better.
That's the best part. And you guys are brothers from another mother. He wears Hey Dudes
He's
as
got
well.
Hey Dudes. Yep, I feel right. a bond here. I
like this guy.
Other than the Eagles-Patriots thing.
And lastly, another passion is you like to coach goalkeepers, huh?
I did. I definitely the cancer and the chemo kind of put me in the retirement phase. But yeah, for 15 years I was coaching at the high school level goalkeepers.
There's good soccer in this area, isn't there?
There's fantastic soccer in this area. Absolutely.
And cool. Just if you want to offer a quick word about how great the people at the Jimmy Fund at Dana-Farber have been to, because no matter how many people come in here and sing their praises, Doctor, it'll never be enough.
Yeah, it truly is amazing. It's an amazing place from the people that are, doing the valet parking to, the people doing the check-in to the admins to your PAs to the study nurses who did incredible work for me fitting in this treatment around graduations and weddings, to the doctors, to the social workers, to the palliative care nurses. It just is an amazing place.
That was well said, Kevin. We wish you good luck, not only with your recovery and your health, but also with the setup of the Christmas decorations. One of these days, I'm coming up to New Hampshire to check it out. And Dr. Schlechter, I have to thank you, because I learned more in this 15 minutes than I have. You did a great job, I think, of kind of bringing it down to terms that I could understand, other than that one marker that just flew right over the top.
TP-175.
TP-53, R175H. Give us a call.
Oh, great. Now you just gave everyone my Wi-Fi password.
All right. Thank you, guys. Really appreciate you stopping.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.